the good news station.
USA Headline News, I'm Kelly Sloan. Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen are calling for peace talks. The statement follows another round of Saudi-led airstrikes. Meanwhile, a U.S. aircraft carrier is heading to the region to patrol the waters, according to President Obama.
There's a reason why we keep some of our ships in the Persian Gulf region, and that is to make sure that we maintain freedom of navigation.
He was interviewed by MSNBC. Meanwhile, U.S. negotiators met in Vienna today in an effort to reach an agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The Obama administration is being criticized for not cooperating with the congressional investigation into Benghazi.
The administration has made it virtually impossible to get to the facts.
That was House Speaker John Boehner. Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State at the time, and a committee has been trying to get her emails related to the attacks, but Clinton used a private email account and is refusing to give the committee her computer server. This is USA Headline News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. While out on the campaign trail, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky continues to highlight his concerns as to why American taxpayer dollars are being sent to countries or regimes around the world that persecute Christians. To drive home his point, Senator Rand Paul used the example of Pakistan.
There's a woman named Asia Bibi in Pakistan. She's been on death row for 5 years. Her crime was she went to a well to drink from the well. The village was predominantly a Muslim village, and they didn't think a Christian should be drinking from the well. They began stoning her and beating her and saying death to the Christian. She cried out for help. Finally, the police came and arrested her for blasphemy.
As a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Rand Paul introduced a measure that all financial support from the U.S. would stop unless certain nations or regimes stopped persecuting Christians. His plan was voted down 18-2. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Job is to make sure that there's money left for Ursula and her family.
Chef says the family is seeking unspecified damages. Health officials in Ohio say the number of people sickened from a suspected botulism outbreak after a church picnic has risen to 23, with one person dead. Doctors said at a news conference that health workers are interviewing those who attended the Sunday potluck at Cross Point Free Will Baptist Church in Lancaster and are searching the church's trash can to determine what may have caused the outbreak. Authorities say a SkyWest Airlines flight from Chicago has made an emergency landing in Buffalo and at least one passenger lost consciousness. The FAA says the crew reported a possible pressurization problem, but SkyWest Airlines spokesperson Marissa Snow says the plane didn't appear to have a pressurization problem. She says the pilots were being cautious when they rapidly descended. That's the standard move if a plane loses pressure because of the higher oxygen content at lower elevations. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
You know, what you do is you go from bar mitzvah. Are we on already?
We're on already.
See, wow. you know what we do, which we love our 15 minutes before the show with Pastor Tom, right?
Right.
Because
we get to talk.
We're going to start doing a private program with Pastor Tom called, we don't know what we're going to call it, but we like it. Because he's a teacher.
Right.
And he's a tremendous teacher.
And we're all the ignorant and uninformed.
Well, you know what happens? A teacher normally knows more than a student. So the student, in order to become a teacher, has to spend a lot of time learning. So Pastor Tom has only spent 35 years, give or take, 40 years, whatever it is. He's an old guy now, learning. So he's a good teacher.
Yes.
So and
he can teach
and,
us all
and
a few things.
And the good news about Pastor Tom, he is not a...
Are you talking about me while I'm gone?
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
He certainly did.
I got to take back half of what I said.
But all good stuff, Pastor Tom.
You know what it is? It's an interesting thing to meet somebody that is not overly judgmental, because one of the things that's aggravated me about some of the preachers that I've had in the past is they, and some churches that I've attended, were extremely judgmental. And I said, how can you do that when that is the exact opposite of what I read in the Bible? Is that, you know, hey, glass houses, he's without fault, cast the first stone.
I didn't read anything about glass houses.
I know, I like the glass houses part.
I think you're making something up.
I'm updating the rocks.
You're making something up.
I know, yeah. but it's paraphrasing.
Yes.
As by the way, one of the people that I have spent quite a bit of time with because of this radio show, I said to him, boy, you know, I sure hope Jesus has a sense of humor. He says, of course he does, Joe. He puts up with you.
Yes. Well, he puts up with all of us.
There you go.
But in all seriousness, Pastor, I want to thank you for all those kind words you said a couple of weeks ago on the fundraising show when I called in and made my pledge.
Oh, well.
Hey, listen, by the way.
I said a few nice things about me, too.
Cause
Didn't hear it.
Nikki wasn't, she's supposed to be listening and she forgot. So we didn't hear, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't get, by the way, I went on the website and I couldn't get the show.
Look at this. Can you believe this?
But I didn't get it from my mobile phone.
There you go.
Look who's here.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. And technically, we are not here to talk about, the convoluted parts of religion, even though we do constantly off the air with Pastor Tom, because he's become our spiritual leader. And, you know, honestly, I know.
Are we in trouble?
First of all, I want you to take this, and I want you to feel a heavy load on you, because, you know, we don't let go easy.
And we don't bestow that
not everybody gets stuck with this, you know.
Okay.
I know. Boy, he's feeling good. Look and say, oh, Lord.
I'm looking for a way out.
What did I do? Do you feel like Tevye now and say, Lord, I know I'm part of the chosen people, but you choose somebody else next time?
That's right.
That's right. Anyway, Team Martech started, give or take, 10 or 12 years ago doing radio shows, and we've been on WCNO now, I'm guessing, a year or so? Has it been less than
about a year? 13 months, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not really paying much attention because time just flies when you're having...
I thought it was 3 months ago.
Same thing.
See that?
Close enough.
Close enough for government work.
The game plan was very simple. We are a group of local professionals that have all been in business a long time. Most of us have lived here a really long time, especially Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, who's only been in the real estate business since 1978. And folks, I'll tell you, for a 30-year-old woman, that is really hard to do.
It is.
But she looks every day that.
I know, we have to say that because she's Italian and they have brothers and they have clubs.
And listen, I'm married to one.
Gotta be nice to them.
She's the best.
Thank you. I think so.
So then the whole concept was, if we have local professionals that have been in business here a long time, that have integrity, biggest single word, and competence. Now, the competence part, when I started doing the shows, what I tried to do was to find local professionals that we all didn't work for one person. So I've never liked the concept of one guy being in charge and everybody else answering to him, even though you might have different areas of expertise. I've always felt whoever the guy's leading the pack, he might influence those that are underneath him. So what I wanted to do was to find individuals that were 100% independent, that didn't answer to anybody, but that have put a lot of time into their chosen profession, and in my opinion, were among the top of their field. So we started off with Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Big word, independent. Independent, meaning they don't work for one insurance company, they work for the client. So then Dan, in my humble opinion, not only being a magnificent person, a very committed Christian, a hard worker, has got a system that he's put together inside of his office to do the very best for clients. Very simple. So I'm extremely proud and happy and grateful to know Dan. Then the next member of the team, I had to have an attorney. And I'll tell you, folks, most of you, when we say that word attorney, we kind of shrug a bit, or we shake a little bit, or get hives or something, because, you know, even the attorneys that I know I like don't even like attorneys. But Greg Fasula, what we needed was an attorney that was an estate specialist, somebody that could do wills and trusts and was patient, understanding, good listener, not arrogant, not pretentious, all the things that we don't normally tie together with an attorney. But Greg is those things. He's just a flat, good person and a gentleman. I have never had one person that I've ever referred to Greg that didn't come back saying that it was a good experience meeting Greg. And he's fair. Big word, fair. I have known a few attorneys in my day that I would consider, they think way too much of themselves and they charge accordingly, which I don't appreciate. So Greg is just a flat, good person. And then I was picking on Ms. Victoria Lloyd here a minute ago, who I've only known since, I think, 1980. Is that about the time?
Yeah, it's in the 80s. Yeah, and early 80s. Yep. 80, 81, yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Way back, I was a real estate broker, and I met this lady. We were doing a real estate project in Martin County, and then over a period of years, we did a few more. And then in 90, I left the business, and she decided to stay in it forever.
I did. What's wrong with me?
Nothing. Well, kind of. It's not a fair question, really.
No, that's not
I'd have to make a list. Anyway, here becomes a person who has always been in a real estate business and who is maybe the hardest working person alive. I mean, at least I don't know anybody that works harder. And extremely credible. You couldn't make this girl lie if you tried. One, she has no memory. So,
That's you. I've got the memory to help you.
Anyway, yes, she does. You know what? It's been it's kind of funny. But yesterday, I go get my blood work done for my annual physical, and right away I'm in there getting my blood work done, and I'm feeling guilty
because you didn't give it to me.
Because I didn't.
You didn't give it to Victoria?
Victoria used to say, "I want to see your blood work because she could read all that stuff and find out what's wrong with me."
Do you have medical training also?
No. Oh, no. But people think. I mean, that's my passion.
She's self-taught.
It's my passion.
She is one of these people that she used to do that, and she would get mad at me for not bringing it to her because she's like the mother, you know, the mother hen type thing. Anyway, when it comes to real estate, I don't care what it is. If you have a question about real estate, if there's a person that knows more about it, I've never met her. When it comes to short sales or foreclosures or reverse, well, that's not the right thing.
Well, the thing of it is, you can call me because between Mike and I, we can put any scenario together.
Yeah.
So if you talk about reverse mortgages, which I talk to about a lot of my clients that are at a certain age that are limited on their funds, and we talk about the financing because a reverse mortgage, a lot of people really don't understand how a reverse mortgage works.
That's true.
And I think they need to be a little more educated on that.
And there being the last member of the team, which is, wait a minute, I forgot about you, Vince. What's your name
how
again?
How would you manage to do
that? Yeah, you're just sitting across
just
from me.
Just sit right opposite
you. Because we talked about that memory
you.
Problem.
You know, Italian. They kind of blur into the fact.
I said, they're all the same. You know, it's those Italians.
Not the last, but I'll talk about the last first before I talk about Vince, and that's Mike Paulus. Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, also correspondent lender. And some of the things that we kind of preach when it comes to help people is don't go looking at houses first before you're ready to buy. Find out what you can afford. And the way you find out is to talk to a mortgage broker who says, okay, I'll run your credit and I'll check it out. And in 10 minutes, they can say, okay, here's what you can get. Or if you can't, here's what we need to do to straighten you out to make you able to go out and get what you want. And then there's all kinds of different mortgages, from no money down, the USDA program, to VA mortgages. There's all kinds of stuff today there available to almost everybody, as long as they can prove they can pay it. You know, that's the old rule. The government used to say, hey, we don't care about your credit. We care about, can you make the payment? Now, that's called the kind of the credit too. But literally, that was the criteria, was if do you have enough income to make the payment? So what they do is they take all of your combined debt and then they add the house payment to it and said, whoop, you don't make enough money. So you've got to have a ratio of income to debt.
That's right. The debt to income ratio is very important. If Mike was here, he would expound on that.
Yeah, he'll be here in a minute. He just had to take a quick call.
That's one of the areas where he first looks. He says, do you even qualify at the first threshold, the first obstacle?
Well, the first obstacle is credit. If you have bad credit, we got a problem. We need to clean that up, and it might take 3 months, 6 months, a year. Who knows? Second one is ratio of income to debt.
Income to debt.
Hey, I've got excellent credit, but 75% of my money goes out to pay bills. Well, you can afford a house for $11.50.
Well, just talking about that, Mike and I are working on one right now where she just had to pay off three small debts, and it brought her credit score right up to where we needed to be. So a lot of times it's not as bad as you think it is.
No.
So that's why you need to talk to a professional in the mortgage business. And a lot of people call me and they don't even know what they can afford or what a monthly payment is, and they get very confused with down payments and closing costs.
Yes.
So these are things I think we need to talk about to make you understand that there are two separate things. You have a down payment and you actually have the thing called closing costs and prepaids. And people go, well, what's that? Well, prepaids means you pay for your homeowner's insurance ahead of time and your taxes, but then they have to prorate those and escrow them in your mortgage payments. So those are called your prepaid.
It could be quite substantial, too, and you don't realize
it's not bad, though, because people say, why am I paying you that much money? Well, you're really not paying a lot of money.
You're depositing. You're depositing for escrow.
That's your money. You're paying that homeowner's insurance up front.
Yeah.
That could be $2,000.
Well, you know how homeowner's insurance works? They're not going to give it to you unless you pay for it.
I know.
It's amazing how that works.
I don't know why I have to pay for it.
And if you don't pay for it, they pull the plug on you right away.
It's amazing how that works.
It's like utilities.
Well, it's like, hey, can I keep my car and not make payments? Nope, unless you pay it off. But the key was, the whole object is, when it comes to this, if you haven't done it, it's all brand new. I think it was Dan Warren that said he'll never forget the first time he bought his first house. He threw up at the closing table. It was such a traumatic experience. But, you know, when you're old like all of us and you've gone through it 8 or 10 times, it's anticlimactic. But it's not to somebody that hasn't done it. It's a very traumatic thing. You remember my girl Nikki, who bought her first house down the street here? How much agony she was going through? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
You know, you say recently, but I think it's been a few years.
Well, it has. But to me, recently, it's within the last 20 years, you know. But to the average person, I like the last year or so.
Nikki, didn't she just buy a house here in the last year or so?
About a year.
It's been longer than that.
I don't. Either way, it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
So it's just down the street here. But the key was, that was her very first home, very first time buyer. So it's a brand new experience, and everything about it, she had no experience in. Well, how can you have it if you haven't done it?
So, but see, that's where the realtor comes in, and help them to understand what they're in for. Because as you, Victoria says, it's not just a down payment.
Of course.
Right.
And but you're talking about that credit rating. Do they look at that as the actual rating? I mean, or do you fall within certain parameters? How does that work?
You get a credit score.
Yeah, you do,
but you know, like I was looking at something the other day and it says, is your credit score 740 or greater?
Yeah.
So if you're at 770, does that make any difference than having it at 745?
Well, you know what happens you might get a hair better interest rate if you're 800, 850, pick a number. Mm-hmm. They might say the bottom score you can get is 720 or you're not going to get the loan. And for that, you get it at 5%. But if you've got a 780, you might get it at 4.5%. If you got an 820, you might get it at 4%.
It applies across the board, even when you're buying automobiles and things like that. If you got a high credit score, they might give you no interest or low interest.
Point is that you put the two together. One is your history. your history as your credit score. And then the second thing is the ability to pay. So there becomes the ratio of income to debt.
And if
you only have 20% of your income going out to debt, the lenders like you.
Yeah, they like you.
So you have
the rule of thumb in the past was somewhere around 32%. Mike could probably comment
Mike's
about
in here
that.
Now he 28, 36.
When I was back in the 80s, 28, 36 was the ratio.
Mike, we're talking
you're
about
your age.
You're
showing
your age.
We're talking about
debt to equity ratios and what would be a very good debt to equity ratio these days.
Well, we use as a debt to income ratio.
Debt to income.
Based on your monthly income, we would make sure that your total expenditures for debts doesn't exceed 45%.
Whoa, it's now, up to 45%.
Yeah, it's 45.
Now, also, there are some programs that we have, like FHA. If you're good in other areas, if your credit's strong, if you have some assets put away, everything else makes sense. We can stretch that debt ratio maybe up to 50 to 52%. I had one approved last week at 54%. You know, great compensating factors for that. But now, would I recommend someone go up to 54? No, because we're using pre-tax income also. So out of that remaining, 46%,
you have to pay
your taxes.
You have
to put food on the table.
Pay your insurance.
You have to pay insurance because that's all not factored into the debt ratio.
About food.
So is it a great idea? Well, probably not unless you have maybe some other income in the household not using.
So if we have all tax-free bonds paying us $50,000 a year, and we have Social Security on top of that paying us $30,000 a year, and we have no income tax whatsoever because we just don't have any,
That income still appears on your tax returns as non-taxable interest income. So we can use that income qualify you.
Of course. All I'm trying to say is there's taxable income. You know, if we're paying payroll taxes plus 15% or whatever the ratio of tax might be. Like you said, Mike, you might have a 40% debt ratio, but after you take out another 25% for taxes and stuff, all of a sudden you don't have much money left to eat on.
But, you know, untaxable income, like Social Security income and
that is
also
taxable.
Most Social Security income or portion of it is
your
not
income.
Depends on your income.
What Pastor Tom was doing?
What's he doing?
He's waving at us.
I was pointing at the phone number. We thought
you finally realized we were here.
No, I was looking at the time, and this is a call-in program, if I recall.
Is that true?
It's been two weeks.
What number should they call?
We want them to call in.
That toll-free number to call in if you have questions today
is
888-221-8990, and this would be a good day to call in about real estate, mortgages, taxes,
investments. We haven't even talked about Vince Rizzino, CPA, tax man.
He is here.
I'm surprised he's here. You were pretty busy.
No, but it's after April 15th.
Very busy season.
He isn't even falling asleep today.
I know.
But I am yawning a little bit.
A couple weeks ago, we had a hard time keeping him awake before April 15th.
Well, you see, this is the decompression period for me.
Yep, there you go.
It takes about 2 weeks before I actually can decompress from the season.
So, you know, a lot of things that happen, and we have a few people that have called in and said, hey, I'm going to start a new business. And then the way you form your business depends on you and the kind of business you're looking into. There's so many variables, and very often when we look at something as an individual, we get emotionally involved in it, whereas the CPA says, okay, fine, keep your emotions over here and you keep those, let me look at the numbers to see what your odds are of being a success. Because like, how many people want to go into the restaurant business? Well, what's the percentage of winning? Well, 1 in 10, 1 in 20. It's a tough business. But if the numbers help make sense, because it's a successful business, the CPA can look at those numbers and say, hey.
I can give you a real-life story. I had one of my neighbors that came and wanted to start a business and had absolutely no clue about business. So we started to formulate what wound up to be a business plan for him. We did a whole budget. We talked about how much capital he was going to need to put into it to start with, so that at least he started out on a foundation that he could support.
There you go.
So a lot of people just go in, they don't realize the commitment of money when you first start out. Biggest problem they have is they run out of money in the first year. They don't have enough money. They wind up going out of business.
Yeah, it's true. The first 3 months.
Well, if they don't have enough cash behind it to carry them through this period of time.
Because not everybody pays you on time.
You
and there are a lot of there's a lot of vendors that want to get paid in advance. Yeah. So, you know, you got that crunch.
Or give them the wrong amount of money.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. And just by chance, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, you can call the show, and Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number and have us call you back. Just if you've got questions you don't want to share with us or with anybody. But we do appreciate phone calls. 1-888-221-8990. So if you want to know about a reverse mortgage and how they work, or if you want to know about how to buy a house with no money down, USDA program, if you want to know about VA financing, which how much you got to put down on
zero. That would be zero.
Zero.
Wow.
Hey, that's a big number.
That's a good number.
I don't know if I can afford that.
What about FHA these days?
FHA is only 3.5% down.
There you go.
I thought they were going to change that. I mean, they had said they might go back to 3, and you haven't heard anything.
Does it really make a big difference from 3 to 3.5?
No, it doesn't. But I just heard that they might change.
Well, a little tiny bit. On the other hand, remember we were talking about reverse mortgages, and a friend of mine was looking to get a reverse mortgage, and they were saying that somebody told them that they were changing the rules that on April 26th or something.
Actually, they are changing the rules.
So what's the rule change?
Well, there is going to be some qualifying for a reverse mortgage. What they found was there were a lot of defaults on reverse mortgages. Well, how do you default on a reverse mortgage when you don't have to make a payment?
It's kind of weird.
Taxes and insurance.
They weren't making the taxes.
They weren't paying the taxes and insurance. Nice. So the problem is that's part of the deal. When you get a reverse mortgage, you're agreeing to pay your taxes and insurance. If you don't, they can call the loan due.
Yep.
And therefore have to foreclose on the property. So there was a very large percentage of these reverse mortgages that were going into default. So part of the new guidelines is you have to qualify. You have to be able to show that you can make your insurance and your taxes, tax payments.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you can't, that doesn't mean you can't get a reverse mortgage. It just means that they're going to set some of that money aside to make those payments in the future.
Yeah, I was just going to say, why don't they deduct that from the proceeds they give you?
Well,
so to guarantee that those, you know, like a bank on a regular mortgage where they escrow your payments.
Mainly because it's hard to calculate because you don't know how long the senior is going to live.
That's right.
So you don't know how much to collect.
But you know annually what the commitment
is. Yeah, for how many years, though.
Mm-hmm. But they
know, but the way they calculate,
but they're not making a payment,
correct me
though,
if I'm wrong, they're paying them based on a life expectancy, right? There's a rate that they're paying.
Yeah, but the way reverse mortgages are set up right now is that they're gonna take your age, they're gonna calculate what the property's worth through an appraisal, and they're gonna advance you a certain amount of funds or advance you a line of credit for a certain amount.
Or all the funds in one chunk.
So what I'm saying is that they're gonna advance you a number no matter how they're calculating it.
Right,
why can't they do it with a number minus what they need to escrow to pay their annual taxes?
Taxes
but
and
what
insurance
if your
can change.
Life expectancy is 15 years. They're going to hold 15 years worth of taxes. You'd get no money.
No, not, all at, not all at once, Joe. As you go, like a regular mortgage.
But there's no payments.
They're paying them. So instead of paying them, pay their county property taxes.
Well, that's called a line of credit, which you could do.
Yeah.
But.
Right. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. It sounds to me there's a way around that.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They're just taking that into consideration, and probably rightfully so. I mean, however, my argument with that is if you're expected to make your tax and insurance payment whether you have a reverse mortgage or not. So, but I guess what they're saying is, if you can't afford to do it, and there's not enough equity to take that into reserves for the taxes and insurance, maybe your best option is maybe to sell that house and downsize. So
Yeah.
That's all counseling. You should be counseled and see what it's in your best interest.
You know, if I can hear of a horror story with a reverse mortgage, which I've heard of very few, but I have heard of one specifically, and that was a very, very nice old guy who had no money but had a house that was free and clear and living on Social Security. And basically he was paying for his taxes and insurance out of his Social Security income, which was enough to do, but he got a big chunk of money all of a sudden for this reverse mortgage, and family members took it all. Now, he gave it to them. In the meantime, he incurred new debt. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, he could not afford to pay his taxes and insurance because of mistakes. Now, in reality, people are counseled like crazy before they get a reverse mortgage about all this stuff.
It's one of the few loans out there that require you to take a counseling seminar.
And it's a third party outside, non-interested,
yep.
no commission, nothing, person that does the counseling. But, you know, no matter what happens, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink, et cetera. It's all kinds of cliches. There's going to be problems with everything because man is just not a perfect creature, except, of course, Pastor Tom, who teaches us all the good stuff we're supposed to know, right? Well, you're not perfect, Tom. I know that, but
thank you for the correction.
Let's face it. If we take everybody that's in this room, you rank in the top five.
Oh, gosh.
I'll probably come in fifth place.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Are there any other new things going on in the mortgage business other than the fact interest rates are still unbelievably good?
No, it's a great time. It's a great time to refinance.
Yeah.
You know, and also if you're in an FHA loan, well, recently they just reduced the FHA mortgage insurance premium by 0.5%.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So, you know, even if you're just reducing your interest rate by 1%, when you take into account your savings that you would gain on your reduction in mortgage insurance,
right, right.
That's 1.5%. Now it's interesting to talk about a reverse or a refinance.
Yeah.
What is the current mortgage rate average?
Yeah, you see, that's going to depend on your qualifications. But if you take
someone has good credit, what can they expect to pay?
Well, 30-year fix is well under the threes, like 3.875.
So you'd recommend if a person has an interest rate of 4.5%, what should they do?
You know, it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone and call somebody and ask about a refinance. Is it worth it?
Hey, speaking of, we do have somebody that picked up the phone and is calling and asking, and we have to take the call because the phone is buzzing.
Okay.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, good afternoon. How's everyone?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. I've got a quick question now. I have a piece of property. It's a rental property. I'm quite distance away from it here in Florida. And I'm thinking about possibly maybe refinancing. The question here is, it's a rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told that in a rental property, because I'm looking at the insurance rates that they are right now, and I think I got the house at 5.5 at the time. Would it benefit to refinance it at the rate that it is now, even though I believe that you have to come up with a 20%? Is that correct?
Well, for an investment property, they look for 20% equity in the property. That's the minimum. Although if you have like 25%, it's a much more affordable interest rate. But
it's based on appraisal now, too.
Yeah, we're going to appraise the property. So it's not going to be based on your original purchase price. We're going to have to reappraise it and see what the market is bearing at this point.
Right. Oh, okay.
But you have to remember too that, you know, a mortgage on a investment property is going to carry a higher interest rate than a primary residence. And it's probably going to be about 0.75% or so higher than.
So you might be pushing average. 5%.
Yeah. So, you know, when you factor that into the equation, you have to really ask yourself, how much money am I saving and is it worth refinancing? Because there's going to be closing costs involved, too. You have to be able to recoup those closing costs in a reasonable amount of time.
That's what I've came across just recently about that same information you just gave me. I just might just go ahead and just sell the property, be better off the way the market is now and invest in another piece of property closer to me.
Being a landlord means you're a landlord.
Yeah.
And if you have properties that are a long ways from you and you're an active landlord, your expenses go up because it's a long ways away. So there becomes the business decisions that I'm sure you're learning as a landlord.
Do you have profit in this property, caller?
I'm sorry, say that
again. Is there any profit in it? I mean, are you going to sell
equity?
It more? Any
profit?
Equity at all?
Yeah, actually there is. Yeah, there's property.
You might consider an exchange, a 1031 exchange, if you want to do it closer to home.
Have you heard that 1031 exchange before?
I may have known about that several years back, maybe 10, 15 years ago. Is that something where you find another piece of property and it's someone else with interest in your property elsewhere? Is that what it is?
What it amounts to is you can sell your existing piece of property as long as you buy another property that is like that, quote, and you don't have a taxable event. You can defer the taxes. So if you own investment properties, you may have depreciated it, done all kinds of stuff, and if you made a profit, you may have to give it all back because the government says that's how it works. But on a 1031 exchange, you buy another piece of property and you don't have to pay that.
It's actually sounding like a tax person. You know.
Well, you know what happens? Unfortunately, when you
you're around us too much.
When you do investments, you know what happens?
Yes, it
this stuff
up.
Comes up. Yeah,
yeah it yeah. definitely comes so, up. And it's a,
now,
it's
would
a
they
good
take the profit from their sell would the profit go into the, you have
into
to the put all the profit
the
into, the new property?
Into the new property it reduces yeah. your tax basis in the new property
yeah and actually I think they you have to go through some kind
you
of
have to do a third
thing.
Party
yes,
exchanger
you do.
Yes you do
you
got to be careful with them there are rules
well once
very
you,
stringent
you have to
rules
follow.
You have to
right.
follow.
Well, here's where a good realtor comes in handy I hate to tell you and then a good right. CPA comes in handy I hate to tell you and sometimes a good mortgage broker it's funny we should know these people you know and, he, and occasionally we have a good pastor sitting at the head of the table over here that says hey
he prays that it all works out
he, pray. he prays for us that it all works
usually what he does he shakes his head a lot and says oh Lord save me help me
how did I get this group
hey listen we
so that's a 1031 what 1031 B you say
or? No just called a 1031 it's part
exchange.
Of the IRS code 1031 so it's a 1031 exchange
1031 okay. exchange means I'm trading one
exchange.
Property for another and to
it's
avoid
gotta be like kind.
Tax.
It's called a like kind exchange caller and it means like kind meaning you want to go rental property to rental property right. so it's got to be of like kind so not, you, exa- not identical but yeah. like
yeah.
kind.
If you're
I think that just means you're not selling a piece of real estate to buy a stock
that's right
it yeah. has to be real estate
it's got real estate to real estate
mm-hmm.
see
right,
if you
real estate.
Yep if you do a 1035 exchange now we're talking investment to investment but a
right,
1031
right.
means real estate so if you own real estate and you want to stay with avoiding the tax or postponing it or whatever way you want to call it it has to be a 1031
because you're going to pay taxes somewhere along the line at the end
In theory, yes.
It's deferring the gain.
It
really.
Is deferring. That's what you're doing.
But unless you wind up with an ultimate loss, then that gain would have been offset.
But that's why you asked that
question. You could parlay it if you got real lucky, and it's called in an inclining market, and you bought your properties right, and you could trade up and end up buying two or three properties over a period of time starting with one. You could avoid the tax or defer it all the way through and end up with a sizable amount of properties and a good income. And then leave that to your estate, and your kids would say, "Dad, wait a minute, we got to pay taxes now." All right. Well, listen, if we're here to help you any way we can, so that's what we do. And we really appreciate this kind of phone call.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. 1-888-221-8990. I think in all our years on the radio, that's the first 1031 exchange question. We could make it a 1031 exchange. You know mm-hmm. that? I don't remember ever having one of those.
I don't know. I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah? Well, maybe you have, but I don't remember.
Now, that would have to be a property closer to him? Or?
No, it doesn't matter where. In
what
the
about
US?
Offshore properties?
No, I'm not quite sure about the offshore. It might work, but
I'd be checking
the rules on that.
States.
I think it's got to be in the States.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because the IRS doesn't really care about what you've got in the Bahamas.
They don't want you to put it into the Bahamas and it gets lost.
Yeah. Yeah. That's called tax evasion.
Well, I know there are some people that I was talking to recently. They were looking at some properties like in Thailand, and they were talking about a 4-bedroom, 3-bath house on a 1/4-acre lot. $12,500 and they finance it for 30 years at $66 a month.
You know,
we don't lend those kind of
you don't make those kind of loans.
Thailand.
I hope you know a whole bunch of people.
You can take a cash advance on your credit card.
We got another call that we have to take here. We'll take it. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, my son is retiring from the Navy. And he had bought mutual funds when it was real low.
Right.
And he bought it when it was real, real low. And he's been putting money in, like 20%. And ever since it's been low. And he has about $1.5 million in zero-priced mutual funds.
Okay.
Now, he and his wife are moving to West Palm Beach. And she's in the Corps of Engineer. And she's a lieutenant colonel in the Army. And she's making a pretty good salary. But he's on retirement and has $1.5 million in mutual funds. Now, they're buying a house in West Palm Beach, and I was trying to figure out, well, for my son, can you exchange the mutual funds without having a taxable event to buy a house?
That's tough. Let me ask you a couple of questions. One, is that money in a retirement account? or just his
some own? Some of them in retirement's account, but he has it real diversified in T. Rowe Price.
Here's what happens. There's two kinds of money. Qualified money, non-qualified. Qualified money means it's never been taxed. Non-qualified money means he paid tax on the money he put in. Now
he has Roth IRAs and regular IRAs.
Okay. Now the Roth.
But the bulk of it was like in media and tech, and he, you know, has made a lot of money on that. He will probably.
Well, I don't care who the investment is, what it's in, really doesn't make any difference as far as the internal revenue. They don't really care if it's being held by T. Rowe Price or Fidelity or pick one. What they're looking at is the tax basis, the cost basis. I'm doing a CPA word now, Vince.
Cost basis? Wow.
Is this so? If you have money that you invested in something, I don't care what it is. And
now, he has a rental house too that he has too that's worth about $200,000, but it's rented.
Well, he's not going to sell that, is he?
I don't think so.
So what he's looking to do is buy a house and use some of that cash either to pay for it in cash or pay down payment, or do you know?
Yeah, because they're making a pretty high salary. She's lieutenant colonel. He's lieutenant commander this year, and he doesn't want it to be a taxable event, and they're looking at a house for about $450,000.
See, let me give you this. If he's got a decent broker, he can go back to that brokerage firm and say, hey, I want to take out $200,000, $100,000, $500,000, pick a number, and what I want to know is what of that money is going to be subject to tax. And there are certain monies that let's take the Roth IRA. If he's had that Roth IRA for a period of time, and how old is your son?
43.
Has he bought a house before?
Just the rental house.
Point is that sometimes the government gives you a break on a Roth IRA if you're going to buy a house. And Vince, help me on this. Does it have to be a first time?
First time only. And usually it's more in 401ks. I don't think the Roths are eligible for that.
You sure? Are you pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure, but not absolutely sure on that.
The key thing is this, and it might be a good idea for your son to talk to Vince Rosino, CPA, off the air, and give him his scenario, and let him work a little bit to see how this can be made palatable for him, so he doesn't have to donate too much money to the government.
Yeah, strategy-wise, their caller would be to actually look at the cost basis in each one of these funds and see when they bought them. You'll get an average cost. The brokerage, your broker, financial advisor, ought to be able to tell you what your average cost is in those things, so you could get an estimate of the capital gains that you generate from the sale of them. So then you may want to just pick and choose which funds are going to give you the least tax cost if you're going to take the money out for that purpose.
See, now, sometimes you could, let's say funds that you bought 10 years ago would have a different cost basis than funds you bought last year or the year before. So all of those things can be separated, and it's an equation, and it just has to be studied to come up what's the best way to go.
And since this fellow's had these for many, many, many years ago, to the extent that he had dividends earned and capital gain distributions, they would build up his cost basis in those securities.
All these things have to be looked at, whether he's taking money out, whether he's not. You understand, it's an easy question, but it's a hard answer.
Okay, now, like the mutual funds, he's bought T. Rowe Price and he's been buying since it's been real low. He's in Afghanistan, he doesn't worry. He goes in and buys more when people panic. So he's done real well. So, T. Rowe Price, they said that they couldn't advise him or anything. They didn't know.
Advising him is not what they're going to do, but a CPA or a good financial advisor would know how to get the cost basis for these different investments, and then what the tax consequences would be for him if he had to wanted to cash them in. T. Rowe Price is not going to do that. No mutual fund company is going to do that, but your advisor or your tax man, CPA, that's what we do.
Now, who did you say you'd recommend for him to talk to?
I'm sorry, say it again, I couldn't hear you.
Who do you recommend?
Did you say Vince somebody?
Yeah, we got a CPA sitting right here, and we've got your number. If you want, we'll have Vince give you a call after the show, and then maybe he can counsel you or your son.
Can I get his number or not?
Yeah, you can. In fact, Vince, just go ahead and
can I give it to him? It's Vince Rosino.
Razzino.
Razzino, R-A-Z-Z-I-N-O.
And what's your telephone number?
772-221-9930.
Now, that's 772-2 what?
It's 9930.
No, you didn't get the 221.
Oh, it's 221-9930.
221-9930.
Correct.
Correct.
And I can call, and he could call and ask him for the actually purchase the house.
It's exactly what we do. Any way we can help you, that's our job.
Yeah, I have another question. Am I allowed 2 questions?
Yeah, you're allowed 10 questions.
Okay, well, I got another friend. He's in a wheelchair, but he's an inventor. And he's got these cars where you put wheelchairs in it with pushing the button and stuff like that. And he's got another thing that rotates people that have bed sores in the hospital. And, really good ideas, but they hadn't gone, and sold a lot of them. But he's really good in getting them, and he's in a wheelchair himself. And I told him, well, you need to get a hold of a good CPA or somebody that knows how to do like maybe IPOs or something like that. So he said, well, I want to help people. But I said, well, helping people, you might even make a lot of money and be able to help a lot more people. And I've been working in hospitals. I said, bed sores, wow. If you can eliminate that, nurses picking up, lawsuits and stuff like that. And he's been working on it 5 years, and they have the intelligence to do that. And God has given them that intelligence. But he needs some... He said he really needs funding now. They're considering Shark Tank, but he doesn't know. So
I'll tell you that.
One
of the first steps would be, and I think back to Vince Rosino, CPA, let him guide you a bit, and maybe he can open a door for you or point you in the right direction. But it's called baby steps at first, and then you got two separate situations, and any way we can as a group or individual, we'll help you.
It's a long way to an IPO caller. You've got a lot of steps in between.
Okay. Anyway.
I was trying to get my son connected to somebody like that, but nobody really knew. So thank you very much. And is Vince located in Florida?
He's in Stuart, Florida.
Well, I'm in Vero Beach. Maybe we could come visit him.
That's a good idea.
Would you talk to Alan, the guy that's really good at inventions and stuff?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to talk to him.
Absolutely. That's what we do. We'll be glad to talk to anybody and see if we can help them.
The 772-221-9930?
Correct.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. You too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Well, that's a little different wrinkle that we've had. But, there's a wonderful problem having money and looking to... take the money out and avoid
in a
tax
advantaged way. And it's a problem for people who've had money that long, and that's because they probably have a low cost basis.
A great success story too. Someone of that age, accumulate that kind of money.
Well, he put all this time in the military. He got very dedicated. Yeah, probably that's the first thing he did out of school. And
he did the right thing.
It sounds like he married a lieutenant colonel. That's not bad. Except
he
better toe the mark with her. She probably pull rank on him. Pun intended. if you're listening, you can pass that on to your son, and I'm sure he's heard it already. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. But that's kind of a different wrinkle when I look at somebody's investment account. When they talk about liquidating the account, it's called, well, do you know what you paid for it and how much taxes you're going to have to pay? Well, gee, I don't know. I think before we liquidate, we need to find that out first.
Oh, no question about it. You have any surprises? I got clients. I got how much in capital gains? They had no idea.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes it might be better just to take out a mortgage because that's tax-free and then pay that back when it's more tax advantage to you.
Well, there becomes the counseling. And let's just take, here's three heads in a row right here. A fellow that does mortgages, a fellow that does taxes, and a fellow that does finances, does investments. And between the three, you can put together a scenario that is the most cost effective.
Yeah,
right.
About big words here, cost effective.
Another accounting term.
I'm going to have a hard time
spelling
that
term, cost effective.
There you go. You know, are you falling asleep again, Tom?
You know, there's not a whole lot. I mean, I am not advocating getting into a lot of debt, but when you have a lot of assets where it's going to cost you a lot of money in taxes to liquidate that, and you can get into a VA loan in this caller situation. I just closed a VA loan.
At an extremely low interest
rate. Yeah, 3.375 I closed this loan. If you're getting a better return than 3.375, and chances are he probably is,
yeah.
Might not make sense to liquidate the flip side. Paying taxes to do that.
Well, think about
right, but there's a flip side to that. You got to be careful, too, and because if their interest winds up not to be deductible because they're in a standard deduction mode, i.e.,
well, why wouldn't
they're married.
Well,
if they're married, filing jointly, for example, last year was a $12,400 standard deduction. If their taxes and the interest and so on don't reach that limit, well, it really doesn't matter.
Let's say they're making $150,000 a year married.
Right.
Okay. 12% of 150 would be...
We're talking about tax deductions now. I'm talking about the itemized Schedule A deduction for mortgage interest.
So now if they get a $400,000 with the taxes and insurance... Mm-hmm. $3,000, $4,000, $12,000, $15,000, $18,000 a year, right?
Well, it depends on how much you're talking about. That's why I say you need to address that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not borrowing enough where you're going to fall below that threshold, then that interest won't matter.
Yeah, but it just.
But if it's over, then yeah.
If you discount that altogether, if you can't take any of that deduction, if you're gaining more than 3.5%
on your investments,
Why wouldn't you? And it's going to cost you X amount of dollars to liquidate that investment.
Taxes.
It may be a better choice.
But it's more than 3.5 because you're paying taxes on the full amount of the interest, on the interest earnings, mm-hmm. as opposed to getting no deduction on the other side.
Well, it depends if it's qualified money or non-qualified money. Here we go again. Yep. So what happens is if certain investments are tax deferred and there becomes another option, the whole thing needs to be looked at hard because... there's no simple answer. So when you put together a CPA, a financial advisor, and a mortgage person, all these three different heads can come up with what's in his best interest.
Yeah, the only reason why.
And if we had a decent realtor, could go find him the best value on a house. You ever heard of such a thing happening?
Never.
You would be surprised. We'd
be the dream team.
Yeah, that's our new name.
Hey,
yeah. the dream team.
We need a good attorney that can help them set up a trust, and then we need a good insurance guy who can save them money on the homeowners.
And we need somebody to bless this whole
house.
Thing.
That's what I was going to say. We've got
there
it.
There we go. We got it all covered now.
You're
we're
in the
really
top,
dreaming.
You're in the top five of the
you're
five
the top
that
five
are here,
this
Tom. This is good.
That's wonderful.
1-888-221-8990. Tom, are you holding up five for a reason?
Yes, you've got about 5 minutes left, so if anybody out there wants to call, they need to do that right now. Toll free, 888-221-8990, and get your answers today before our time is up.
There's all kinds of different things we can talk about. We've talked about taxes, we've talked about mortgages, we've talked about real estate. There's different kinds of investments, and we kind of hit that a little bit on the cusp there, saying, okay, fine, what if my investments are netting me 5% a year, that I'm making 5% a year? Well, it sure looks easy for me to go out and borrow money at 3.5% if I'm making 5% rather than taking my cash and paying tax on it, mm-hmm. and then using it to go down. Now, there's one other thing that comes into the equation, though, and that's your stomach.
Oh.
Sometimes having a house paid for or having no mortgage is more important than the tax savings, and just because your stomach is happy.
That's right.
We have another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was calling. I wanted to know if there are counselors out there that doesn't have any interest in doing any kind of investment with you. So you could just get without anybody having any interest in getting any investment from you, just to let you know what's going on. Do you have to see an attorney for that, or?
No, I'm not understanding. Are you looking to some education about?
Okay, I want to retire. I'm going to be getting ready to retire.
Okay.
And I have some funds that I wanted to invest.
Okay.
But I was wondering if there are counselors out there that you could just, because everybody that's trying to approach me always have an interest in you buying from their 401 or whatever.
Well, here's what happens. I don't know of anybody that works for free. And that's just their real heart, unless they're called a philanthropist. And I don't think you can talk to Bill Gates. I don't think he'll talk to you. But if you know who Bill Gates is, and forgive me for being a little...
Yeah, I do. Yeah, no, okay. I do. But I'm just saying, even if I pay a price, even if I pay them a fee is what I'm saying.
Well, here's what happens.
Yes.
When you talk to a financial advisor or a CPA, what we're going to look at is, what is your goal? What are you looking to accomplish? How can we get to your goal? And what is it going to cost you in the form of commissions or fees? And if you look at it up front and say, hey, I'm going to retire with $100,000, and what I really want to do is I want to be able to get 5% return on that money so I can make $5,000 a year to help supplement my Social Security or pension. So what we have a goal, and we take a look and say, how do we achieve that goal? And you still have to pay somebody, but in theory, if you can end up getting to your goal even after you pay somebody, you won.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So literally, between a CPA, a mortgage person, a realtor, I'm a financial advisor, we pretty much can handle most of this stuff. And what we do, we counsel first, never do anything quickly, and then if it is in your best interest, you might actually do business with us.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So what happened? I think Connie took your name and number, and what I'll do, what I'll do is I'm going to talk to you off the air, and we'll counsel a bit, and then if it starts to make sense, then we may actually meet, and maybe down the road this thing can come together to everybody's benefit.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, so 1-888-221-8990. We got two minutes and 45 seconds left. But Tom doesn't have enough toes and fingers to show me the increments here. Is that fair?
Two minutes.
Okay, we're at an absolute two. Ms. Victoria Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
You know what I loved the other day when we were on the radio, you had a person that you took a listing on and had him call up and talk about it. I think that was one of the smartest things in the world. You should do that every week.
I will, and he's fabulous. We've just reduced the price of that home too, which is great because he's very eager.
In a historical part of downtown Fort Pierce,
it's
gorgeous
a
neighborhood,
place, and it's a two family. So somebody that has a large family and needs a home with seven bedrooms, but it has two north and south wings, as we call it. With two living quarters, and we've reduced it down to $167,000.
Which is seven bedrooms?
Seven bedrooms. Oh,
what happens is the whole concept of us trying to help people is to show them what they can do, and that's what we do. We try to educate people, and there's all kinds of different things that people need to learn. So, hey, our job is to educate the best way we can, and Pastor Tom is here trying to keep us educating. And we got 1 minute.
One minute to go.
We need words of wisdom from a CPA.
You want words of wisdom?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here we go. He's searching.
I'm searching. The wise start the process early, Joe, of preparing for their taxes and getting their stuff together and coming to the CPA early.
Well, you know, it's like this lady that called up and she's got questions, but she's maybe not ready for 6 months or a year. Who knows? And it's the right thing to do. You start laying the groundwork, whether Mike is to get a house. If they call you up first and they say, hey, what can I qualify for? And you find out what they can, you help them. You counsel them.
Up front. Yeah,
that's what
important.
That's what we all do.
And get involved before
you make the
decision.
And that's what you need to do, first thing.
Okay, now we run out of time, but you can call the radio station anytime. Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number and have us call you. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. We're down to 4 seconds. No, now you're showing 10. You got way too many fingers up, Tom. Everybody, thank you so much.
Thank
you. See you
next
week.
Bye, thanks.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772 772- 229-0114.
This is WCNO, Palm City.